Okay, as we're finishing our conversations and taking our seats, I am pleased to introduce our next panel on Ethics on the Edge. Moderating this panel is Christopher Brown, a partner at Kastner Gravel in Austin, where he represents growth companies and their investors, with a particular concentration on companies operating at the nexus of technology and financial services. Before joining KG, Chris served as general counsel of Self Financial Incorporated, NetSpend Holdings, and Microware Systems Corporation, and he headed the corporate practice at Baker Botts. Chris is a graduate of the University of Iowa College of Law and of Tulane University. He's also a co-founder of Austin's Colorado River Conservancy and a board member of Ecology Action of Texas. Chris is joined by two stellar panelists today. Kara Connolly is an associate general counsel at Meta, where she provides legal advice to the product, engineering, and design teams who develop virtual reality experiences for Meta's Quest platform. In nearly 8 years at Meta, Kara has worked on a wide range of product issues, including political advertising and elections, news feed integrity, and, of course, everyone's favorite, COVID-19 research. Kara earned her BA in English from Texas Tech University and a JD from the University of Texas. Sitting with Kara is Catherine Dawson, who is general counsel of Affinipay LLC. It is a software and payments platform for professionals. Catherine's practice has focused on corporate governance, data privacy, cybersecurity, and mergers and acquisitions. Before joining Affinipay, Catherine served as general counsel to Osano and to Spiceworks, and she was also a corporate attorney in large firm practice. Catherine is a graduate of New York University School of Law, which is also my alma mater, and Oberlin College. She also serves on the board of directors of Red Arena, a nonprofit providing empowerment through horses for individuals with disabilities. Thank you.
I did not know that about Catherine. That's super cool. So we're going to try to program. We've done something somewhat similar to in the past, trying to develop an ethics talk that's actually germane to our practice and not driven by litigators and hopefully drawn from real-world examples. These are some real-world examples here of maybe extreme cases of innovative and clients with a high appetite for risk who sometimes get their lawyers into trouble. These are extreme cases. Three of these are fraudsters. One is not. You may or may not know which one was not accused of fraud. But there's obviously Samuel Bankman-Fried from FTX, Elizabeth Holmes from Theranos, and that's Charlie Pavis in the lower left. This is the woman who was sued by Chase for allegedly inflating the number of customers she had in the $175 million sale to Chase, and then Adam Neumann from WeWork. And all these people had, you know, they may be extreme examples, but they had good, reputable lawyers who were representing them along the way and who probably had to navigate some of the issues that they were pushing the envelope on in different ways. The examples abound in the practice of these circumstances in which we run into new, super innovative business models that bump up against old laws. Early in my practice, I had one where I was working for a novel, kind of a digital wallet business that was relying on an exemption in the banking regulations that had been designed in the 1930s for, you know, messenger services and armored cars. And I think we all run into the situations where we're having to figure out how to help our clients deal with circumstances in which the business model that they're innovating is so innovative that it may be beyond what the law contemplates, or in some cases, seemingly on the face of the black letter law, illegal. In the kind of past decade, there was a lot of this movement towards so-called permissionless innovation, an idea that from a kind of a regulatory and public policy standpoint, that it's, you know, there's going to be a high tolerance for the sort of better to ask forgiveness than ask permission approach in a lot of these areas where you're developing a business that clearly is more efficient in providing a valuable consumer service.